Well, hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of October. We need to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in this nation.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
You know, the Word of God tells us in John chapter 14 and verse 13, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And that's the purpose of our concerts of prayer. We want God to be glorified in the affairs of this nation, in the affairs of the church. So the first item we're going to pray asking God to do what is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Not just this nation. No, we're going to pray, asking God to do what is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before you in this contrite prayer, and we're asking you, Father God, to do what is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And Father, we don't know what that might look like. We really don't know. If you answer this prayer, we really don't know what it might look like. As a matter of fact, we pray this understanding that we really don't know how it might affect each of us individually, not to mention this corporately. And then, Father, we understand as we pray something like this that it may well vary from nation to nation, depending on what is needed in that nation to restore your position, your honor, your glory in that nation. Father, we have strayed so far. And this nation is just one of many nations, Father God, that has strayed so far from you. But we're asking you, Father God, to do what is necessary, whatever you deem necessary, to advance the kingdom of God in this nation and in the nations of the world. And Father, once again, we simply come before your throne asking thy will be done. We want a move of God in the nations of the world, advancing the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And we don't know what might have to be destroyed, what might have to be implemented, but we're asking you to do it. We're asking you to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world, and we thank you for the privilege of doing so. Our next item, folks, we're going to pray asking God to have his way in the presidential election of this nation in coming weeks. I'm sure that most involved in this concert of prayer have a preference. I don't know if your preference is God's preference or not. I don't know if either candidate is really God's first choice, but it's what we're proposing, isn't it? These are the two candidates that we've offered to him. So we're going to pray now, asking God to have his way in the presidential election of the nation in coming weeks so that his will can be done. His purpose, his plan, not my will, not my plan, not your will, not your plan, his will, his plan. We're going to pray asking God to have his way in the presidential election of the nation in coming weeks to execute his will. Whatever his will is, that's what we're going to pray. Let's pray it right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, as we come before your throne, continuing in this contra prayer, Father God, we come before your throne, we're asking you to have your way in the presidential election of the nation in coming weeks. Father, we don't know if either one of these candidates know you. We have no idea. We don't know if either one of them know you, but we know this, Father. You know them. You know their hearts. You know their motives. You know who they answer to, and you know them, Father. You have always known them, and you know them now. So we're asking you, our Father and our God, to have your way in this presidential election in the nation in coming weeks so that we will have that individual in the White House that you personally place there. And we don't know for what purpose. Father God, you may put that individual there that you want to use to bring correction to the nation. I don't know. We need correction. Yes, we deserve correction. But we're asking you for your mercy. But Father God, we're asking you to do what is necessary. We're asking you, thy will be done. We want your pure and perfect will to be done in the next president of the United States of America. And we're asking you, Father God, to move in a sovereign way to bring that to pass. We want you to have your way, not the Democratic way, not the Republican way. No, we want you. You have your way in the presidential election of this nation in coming weeks, and put in office that individual that you can use most effectually to advance your purpose, your cause, your will. This we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. All right, our third item. We're going to pray, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the backsliders of recent years. The church, we don't know if they were ever saved or not, but there's a very good possibility that many of those who have deserted the church, dropped out of church, are what are referred to in the Bible as backsliders. So, we're going to ask you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the backsliders of recent years in this nation and in the nations of the world. So, Father, there we are. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the backsliders of recent years. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and now, Lord God, we're going to ask you for a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the backsliders of recent years. How many, Father God, have dropped out of church, not to return? How many out of fear? How many, for whatever reason, have dropped out of church in recent years, never to return? Father, we realize in every age there are those who profess Christ who do not possess Christ. And Father, perhaps many of these who have left the church, maybe they're not backsliders. Maybe they're among those that professed Christ but did not possess Christ. And Jesus, you're the one. You're the one who said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. Simply saying that we have to become one with you. One with you. But Father, you know of those who have left the church, have left the assembly. You know among those who is really yours. You know those who've been truly born again. So we're asking you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering and restoring the backsliders of recent years, those who professed Christ. And Father, there were some, no doubt, who do profess Christ, who have wandered from the path. Bring them back. Bring them back to that location you would have them come, but bring them back, have them restored, and in fellowship with you and with the body. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, we're going to pray asking God to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religions in the nations of the world. You see, in every expression of false religion, there may well be some of the elect, some that God knew before the foundation of the world, would at some point in time in their life give themselves to Christ Jesus, be born again. So, we're going to pray, asking God to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religions in the nations of the world, because some have been deceived and they're following a wrong path. So we're going to pray. We want God to recover them. So we're going to ask God to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expression of religions in the nations of the world and bring back some of those who have backslidden, and yet at the same time, make it real to those, some of those there who are of the elect, who we do not know as of this moment that they are of the elect. So we're going to pray, asking God to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religion in the nations of the world, and bring into covenant relationship with him those he has known before the foundation of the world would eventually get there. Let's pray that right now. Father God, Father, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, our Father and our God, to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religions in the nations of the world. And Father, we understand that there are those movements in the nations of the world that are influencing and affecting decisions by leadership in the nations of the world. And Father, we understand just as well that there's darkness and deception in those movements in the world. And yet, within those movements of darkness and deception, there are those who are known by you and have known of you by you before the foundation world that will eventually come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we're asking you, Father God, to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religions in the nations of the world, so that those who have been known by you from before the foundation of the world, that they would at some point in time, in their lifetime, come to a knowledge of the truth and give themselves to you wholeheartedly. So, Father, we want you to penetrate that darkness. So we're asking you, Father God, to expose, to penetrate and to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religions, false systems of religion. Father, there are those in those false systems of religion in the nations of the world that are themselves candidates for the kingdom of God. They just have not yet recognized that. So, Father, we're asking you to expose the hidden works of darkness in the expressions of religions, false religions in the nations of the world, and do this, we pray, to the glory of Christ Jesus. This we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. All right, item number 5. We're going to pray asking God to diminish and destroy the power of the tares in positions of religious leadership in the nations of the world. Remember, Jesus said, yes, the harvesters will take out the elect, of course. The tares will be separated. But we have today, in every expression of the kingdom of God on earth today, we have those who are tares involved in the kingdom of God work. They're not of the kingdom of God. They're not in the kingdom of God, but they're there by Satan, planted there by Satan, to try to hinder or obstruct the movement of the Spirit of God in the nations of the world. So, we're going to pray, asking God to diminish and destroy the power of the tares in positions of religious leadership in the nations of the world. We have seen the leadership in nations compromising. In the last 2 to 3 years, we have seen tremendous compromise by those in positions of religious leadership. So, we're going to pray, asking God to diminish and destroy the power of the tares in positions of religious leadership in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Lord Jesus, it was you yourself who gave us the parable of the wheat and the tares, in which the workers came to the master and said, "We've got some tares in the field. Shall we destroy them?" And the master said, no, because in destroying the tares, you will destroy some wheat. Let them grow together unto the time of the harvest. Father God, we're asking you in this hour, in this day, in the life of the church, we're asking you to diminish and destroy the power of the tares in positions of religious leadership in the nations of the world. And Father, we understand that not every expression of religious activity in the nations of the world is a part of the church. We understand that. But Father God, we're asking you to diminish and destroy the power of the tares that are in positions of religious leadership in the nations of the world. We're asking you, Father God, to cut through the grain of all that compromise, Lord, and that's the bottom line, and compromise is the language of the devil. So, Father, we're asking you to do what you must in order to diminish and destroy the power of the tares who themselves are in positions of leadership, religious leadership, in the nations of the world. Because, Father, they're weakening the body. They're misleading the body, and they're under the control and the authority of the Antichrist himself, the spirit of Antichrist. So, Lord, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, diminishing and destroying the power of the tares in positions of religious leadership in the nations of the world. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you for the privilege of doing so. All right, folks. Now we come to the last segment in this contrary to prayer. We pray for you. So here's what I want you to do. In the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, I want you to express your concerns to the Lord. Go before the throne of God your Father. Go before the throne of Christ your Savior. Express your need. It may be physical. It may be spiritual. It may be financial. It may be emotional. It may be marital. It may be relationship, whatever it may be. I want you to go before the throne of God and express your need or needs, whichever it may be. And then we're going to come along and join with you in that prayer, asking God to hear your prayer. So right now, take your needs, your desires, your wishes, whatever it is that you'd like for us to enter into intercessory prayer with you on behalf of yourself. Go before the throne of God right now, in the next 4 or 5 minutes, and express your heart to him right now. Now, hearts, don't be bashful. Lay your need before the Lord, whatever that need may be. It may be a financial need. It may be a physical need. It may be a relational need. It may be a marital need. Whatever it is, you've had a few moments to lay it before the Lord. And now we're going to ask the radio congregation, those involved in this concert of prayer from coast to coast and into Canada, we're going to ask them all to join us together praying for you, your concern, your burdens, and your problems. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this electronic congregation, Father God. Many of us will never meet each other until we get to glory, but we're your children, adopted into your family, purchased by your blood. And Father, there is a variety of needs in the congregation, in this electronic congregation. Father, there are physical needs, financial needs, marital needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs. There's a whole host of needs in this group. And we're asking you in the precious name of Jesus, the Christ, we're asking you to meet that need, Father. Whatever that need may be, we as a family of God come before the throne of our Heavenly Father. And we're saying to you, our Heavenly Father, Father, these needs that have been expressed to you, we're asking you for your compassion. We're asking you for your sympathy. We're asking you for your understanding. We're asking you for your interaction. We're asking you to do what only you can do. Father, there are needs that have been expressed in this concert of prayer that only you can meet. No medical protocol will meet it. No financial protocol will meet it. Only you can meet it. So we're asking you, we bring every need that's been expressed in this concert of prayer before your throne, and we lay it at your feet, and we say to Jesus, we say to you, Jesus, mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In your own way, in your own timing, answer these prayers that have been offered to you. Meet that need, we pray. Encourage that individual, we pray. And then by doing that, let them increase their saltiness and their light in the kingdom of God as salt and light. And if you'll do this, Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And now I bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I bless you, spirit, soul, and body. And may God hear your prayer and answer your prayer in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thanks for being a part of this concert of prayer until we get a chance to do this again. Be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.